This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Corey Crow, and joining us on the telephone, as he does every Thursday, Congressman Ralph Abraham. Good morning, sir. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me. Good morning.
Well, let's start with yesterday. We had some sort of high drama going on in Washington, D.C. with, I guess, what was supposed to be a meeting between the Speaker, Pelosi, and Schumer, and Donald Trump. What was happening up there yesterday?
Well, they were supposed to get together and talk about the Infrastructure Act, but right before the meeting, Speaker Pelosi came out publicly on some, TV, and said that the president was committing impeachable acts right before our eyes. So, that didn't sit too well with the president, nor would it have sat too well with me either. It just wasn't the right tone, and certainly not the right venue, I guess, to start these discussions in a bipartisan way because of what Pelosi had said about the president just literally minutes before that meeting started.
Now, as a guy sitting back watching this yesterday, though, it looked like, it kind of looked like it was planned, Congressman, because the president walked out and he had his little sign he put at the podium, and then they already had the handouts printed for everybody that said no impeachment, no collusion. Do you think this was a stage deal? Did he know it was coming?
I don't know if he did or not. He could have had some inside baseball that said that she was going to do this. That wouldn't surprise me because the Democrats had held a meeting that morning earlier before the supposed meeting with the president. And I'm sure that whatever was said in that meeting was surely public knowledge by the time it got to that point of the day. So he could have had some advanced knowledge of what she was going to say in the press.
So essentially, he has said now, I can't work with you guys. We're either going to go down the infrastructure path or we're going down the impeachment path, but we're not going to do both of them. What do you think about that, and where are we headed with that kind of gridlock?
I support the president, certainly in his his walkout, simply because he's right. You cannot do business if somebody is actively trying to unseat you and remove you from office. On the other side of the coin, I wish that just we in Congress could get together on an infrastructure package. Lord knows we need it in Louisiana on our roads and bridges, probably worse than any other state in the nation. So, that falls back basically in our lap to get something done and then get it to the president's desk for his signature once we work out the details. So maybe that will happen. I hope it happens. Unfortunately, I think that's going to be a heavy lift.
Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana had some harsh words yesterday. I think he said something to the effect of they either need to urinate or get off the pot. I guess calling the bluff of the Democrats, is it time to put up or shut up?
I think it is. If they're going to file articles of impeachment, let's do it. Let's try the case. They're like Senator Kennedy said, they're going to lose because the president has not done anything treasonous or anything that would certainly come anywhere close to meeting that level of impeachable offenses. And of course, I've always said he hasn't done anything that would be even, in my view, worthy of even looking at. There was no collusion. There was no obstruction. We know that from the Mueller report. And the deeper they dig into this report, the more that they find that, there was nothing ever. And, I'm glad that Nunes and the Republicans are flipping that card and looking at the Democrats' use of FISA warrants and how they were obtained, what information was used in there. So the tables have turned, and I think we have to have somebody or hold somebody accountable if indeed that terrible information or just really blatantly false information was obtained to go after the president. So I support the president 100%. I think he's right again in this case.
We do have some work going on. We got about a minute left. So quickly, what is the Secure Act? What's going on with that?
We're going to vote on that today in D.C. up here. And what that does, it would amend the IRS code. Basically, it just helps all Americans of all ages to more easily save for retirement. It simplifies the 401k. It increases the minimum distribution age. It provides a safe harbor for some lifetime income stuff. And I think for us in Louisiana, looking at the list of things that we're going to do, it provides small employer startups and auto enrollments, allows certain communities like a newspaper to use pension funding that make contributions more manageable. Certainly, it eases the non-discrimination rules. So it's a complicated bill financially, but at the simplest level, and certainly that's where I'm looking at it at, because you know this is something that bankers and CPAs get excited about, is that it just makes it easier for people of all ages to save for retirement, and that's it in a nutshell. So I'm going to vote yes on it.
All right, Congressman, we're out of time for today. Want to thank you for being with us, and we'll talk to you again next Thursday.
Y'all have a great day. Thanks.
That's Congressman Ralph Abraham joining us this morning.